Two things I wanted to share. Good morning, buddy. First of all, thank you for having us. We came from Nashville, Tennessee this morning, but I love coming back home. Harrisburg is home, always will be, no matter how far away I move, and it's good to be close to your roots. Second of all, Maverick and I both, we have a little cough and a sore throat, so please excuse my gum chewing this morning. I know if I don't say this now, I'll never hear the end of it after service. I'm going to attempt to sing and chew gum at the same time. Lord knows I need all the help I can get. But this morning, it's not about me. It's not about my gum chewing. It's about the God we love and serve. This morning, I wanted to start by getting our hearts and our minds prepared for worship and for His Word through song. And so if you would, these first two or three songs, just get into a mode of worship. Sing along. Give Him all the praise this morning. That's why we're here. And we all know He's very worthy of that. This first song is... probably one of my favorite memories I have with my dad driving down the road. Lord knows he thinks he can sing, but he can't. But we used to sing all these old songs in the car, and some of the greatest memories I have are to this song. This is called He Touched Me.
Wisdom and all the ways of man. above all wonders the world has ever known. Above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Sing crucified.
Crucified and laid behind a stone. You lived to die, rejected.
Above all wisdom,
above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began.
Once again, sing above all kingdoms,
above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known.
Sing above all wealth.
Treasures of the earth, Lord, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Once again, sing the hymn, sing crucified.
Crucified and laid behind a stone. You lived to die, rejected it.
To describe God's love than the word amazing. So if you would sing with me, amazing love.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I am accepted, for you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit lives within me, because you died and rose again. I'm accepted, because you were forsaken. I am accepted, while you were condemned. I am alive and well, your spirit lives within me, because you died and rose again.
Sing to him this morning, sing amazing love.
Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me?
I'm forgiven.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. And I'm accepted while you were condemned. I am alive and well. Your spirit lives within me. Because you died, but you rose again.
If these words this morning, sing to him.
Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, have died for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. And it's my joy and honor.
The offering, remember the love offering envelopes are in the pews, and anything that's not designated love offering will go to the budget offering.
Dearly Father, thank you for this day that we're able to come and worship with you. Thank you for Nathan as he leads us in his song for a worship service. Be with those that aren't here today. Take this offering, use it in a way which will glorify you the most. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, this morning, every Sunday morning, I guess it is, God gives me a, whether I'm speaking somewhere or singing somewhere, God always puts in your heart a message that either all of you or someone in particular needs to hear this morning. And this morning, I wanted to kind of share a common thing among all these songs. It's been my experience in life that a lot of people don't want to hear about Jesus. A lot of people who are lost don't want to hear you talk about your Jesus. The minute you talk to them about, is Jesus Christ your Savior? They'll put up a wall. They'll shut down because they've been hurt by someone in church, or they just think it's a bunch of baloney, and they just block you out. They don't hear the things you're saying. And so a lot of times, the greatest testimony we have is how we just live our lives without talking about Jesus, just who we are as a person. I've said this before. I don't know if I've shared it here, but I was shopping at Kroger's once in Murray, Kentucky, and a woman came up to me and said, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" And I thought, man, I said, "I am." And she said, "I could just tell by your spirit, your joy." And I thought, man, that's what we should strive for, is for people to see us and to see our lives and to see something within us that's just so happy and so content and just so joyful, because we have this thing in our lives that we take for granted often. I often compare it to a cure for cancer. If we had a cure for cancer, we would run out these doors and shout hallelujah and share with everyone what we had. But we have salvation, which is so much greater. And yet so many times we don't even focus on the gift that we have. I know a lot of pastors who are like brothers and fathers to me, and I've seen them come to church. And as a little boy, you think, you know, that's a pastor. He's perfect. Don't do anything wrong in front of him because he's perfect. That's a high standard. And then you get to know these men and you realize that, yes, they're led by God. They're close to God, but they struggle just like a lot of us do with everything the rest of us do. And I've seen pastors come to church and put on a smiling face. And then, you know, during the week when they're in office, they're hurt by so many things in the church, or they're full of anxiety about something in the church, and they have to remind themselves what God's word tells us, that we have no reason to be anxious. We have no reason to be fearful because God's in control. And as long as he's steering our bus, we have nothing to fear because he can conquer all. This morning, I'm going to share some songs that kind of go along with that theme. And there's no greater song to me than this first one that says, "There is a river that provides every single ingredient for fulfillment, for contentment, for solace in our lives. And if we have any need in our lives, all we have to do is ask for his comfort and his solace and those ingredients to be content, joyful, happy Christians. And for others that are lost, to see our lives and think, what is it that they have? Whatever they have, I want that." And there comes our opportunity to share with others what God's done for us. This is "There Is a River." And This morning. Well, as I said, the greatest testimony for many of us that we can share is just the way we carry ourselves, the way we live our lives. Because if we know Christ, a change will be made in our lives. People will see that. And we have an opportunity every day to choose what we focus on, to choose whether we're going to be anxious about work or anxious about our bills, or a medical problem we have, or if we're going to focus on the blessings that we have in our lives. There are people all over the world that would love to have the problems that we have. And I could get real preachy about this, but I'm telling you things you already know. This morning, there are so many great things in your life God has given you. It'd be a shame to bypass those thoughts and to focus on the negativity in your life. And I hope you can live the way this next song is presented. It's called Everything Good. Everything good, everything bright, everything holy, everything right, everything worthy, all that I should. And all is well, 'cause I'm gonna dwell on everything good. See, I've got a choice. I've got a plan. I'm gonna find the roses under the thorn whenever I can. I'm looking for joy. I'm looking for love. Changing the scene, yeah, changing my ways. I'm trading some doomy, gloomy nights for a few more sunny days. It's all in my heart, yeah, it's
It's all in the eyes. It's how I'm living my life. I've made up my mind. Everything good, everything bright, everything holy, everything right, everything worthy, all that I should. And all is well, 'cause I'm gonna dwell on everything good. Everything good, everything bright, everything holy, everything right, everything worthy, all that I should. Sing this song with me. Everything good, everything bright, everything holy, everything right, everything worthy, all that I should. And all is well, 'cause I'm gonna dwell on everything good, good, good. And all is well, 'cause I'm gonna dwell.
If you know me, if you meet me, the first thing you know, the first thing you find out is I'm a dad. People have different passions in life. Amen. Mine is that little kid you saw running off to children's church when I got done with that praise and worship set. That little boy has done more for me in my faith than it's crazy because you know he's five now, and even to this day I have to do so much for him. He's so dependent on me, and yet I feel like he's done more for me and taught me more than I could ever teach him. And if you're not a parent, that might sound crazy, but if you are a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because you know my life, I'm not perfect. Somehow, because of my dad's morals and values and my mom's morals and values, to this day I've never had a drop to drink, never had a drug, cigarette, nothing. And I've been kept away from a lot. But, man, I've been in the car singing praise and worship before and been cut off in traffic and started yelling at somebody, calling them names. And I thought, well, that's a silly way to be praising God and not be in it enough to realize that you shouldn't yell at people and call them names. And having that little boy in the back seat all the time, that road rage is not in my life anymore. I'm not allowed to lose my temper because they become who we are. And if in a time of stress, if he sees me freak out and worry about something, as he grows up and he gets a problem or gets stressed out, he's going to start, you know, yelling and screaming. So he's changed me in ways that I didn't know I needed changing. And I talk about him all the time. I might have shared the story when I was here before, but I think about my relationship with him and our relationship with our Heavenly Father, and how much these two relationships mirror each other. When my little boy was right around 11 months old, he was standing in our living room, and he was real wobbly. He couldn't really stand up too well, and he took a step. And he always would fall over, but this day he took a step. He caught himself, and he didn't fall down. I said, "That's it. That's his first step." And, man, I wanted to take cigars to work. I was so excited that he was walking. And then he took two steps and three steps and four steps. And every time he added steps, it was like a party in our house. We couldn't believe it. And looking back at that, I know that every time he added a step, he had to have fallen down. But as his father, looking back on those days, I don't remember him falling down. I don't remember getting mad that he took five and not six, or getting frustrated that he couldn't do more. I was just happy as his father that he was doing the best he could to take a step at a time, to, you know, to do his best at what he was doing, walking. And that's very much like our faith. As long as we're here this morning, loving God, knowing God, and doing our best to serve him, he knows we're going to fall, we're going to sin, we're going to fail him. But as long as we're striving to know and love him more, that's enough for him to offer us his grace and our salvation. You know, we just had baseball yesterday, and I pitched him 100 balls, and he hit 90 of them. He's like Ted Williams. It's awesome. But the 10 that he missed, I didn't care because I could tell he was focused. He was concentrated, and he was doing his best. And so this morning, you know, I just want to give God a little bit of thanks and praise for giving us love that we're so undeserving of, and also remind you at the same time that whatever you're going through, whatever troubles hit you, God's in it. And even if it doesn't seem like it's the right thing in your life, trust in His timing and His purpose, and it'll become a blessing before you know it. The name of the song is He's Watching Me.
He has Jupiter for a pillow, an angel choir for a lullaby, clouds for a blanket, and the moon is His nightlight. But He don't ever sleep, because He's watching over me. And He rules the universe from His throne on high. But when I need attention, He is by my side. He's watching me. Yes, He's watching me. He's a busy God, but on His list of things to do, His number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making it rain. But He'll stop what He's doing when I speak His name, cause He's watching, He's watching me.
Y'all believe that this morning?
He might be busy painting rainbows or making demons flee, but He'll still find the time to make some time for you and me. Cause there's nothing, no, no, nothing that He won't rather do. He don't miss one thing. One eye's on that sparrow, and the other one's on me. He's watching me. Yes, He's watching me. He's a busy God, but on His list of things to do, His number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making it rain. But He'll stop what He's doing when I speak His name. He's a busy God, but on His list of things to do, His number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making it rain. But He'll stop what He's doing when I speak His name. Cause He's watching, He's watching me. Yes, He's watching, He's watching me. Oh, He's watching, He's watching me.
If you think that song is hard to sing in the morning with a sore throat, say amen. You're all right. This next song is a song I hadn't sung until about a month ago. I hadn't sung it in about 10 years. I used to sing it with a trio of mine. We signed in Nashville and wrote and recorded a lot of songs. And this is one of our favorites to share. But God brought it to me about a month ago to share it, and I want to share it again today. So many times I'll be on Facebook, and Facebook is such a blessing and such a curse, or it can be, you know. Like, I love being on Facebook because if you need accountability partners, if you need like a prayer warrior or a prayer chain, Facebook is a great place to connect with other Christians. But at the same time, it seems as though Facebook is also a place to empty your family's dirty laundry for some people. And I don't like drama, and I don't like gossip, so I stay off Facebook for the most part, other than just to post pictures and stuff of Maverick. But when I'm on there, a lot of times I'll see, I need prayer warrior's attention, and they'll say, this is going on in my life, and this is the answer that we need. They always have a need, a concern, and they have the answer, you know, included at the bottom. And I think, well, how do you know? Like, I understand what you want, but wouldn't it be better to just pray for you and your situation and for God's will to be done in it? Because we know how we'd like life to go, but that's not how life is. And so many times, we think we know what's best, but doesn't God know better than us? I've never I've never learned much in my life without there being a struggle involved. There's very few lessons I've learned in my life without having to go through something first. And what greater honor is there in the world than to know God better? There's no greater honor than to know God better. And how do we know God better? We go through trials. We go through hardships in our lives. Because, like His Word says, that's when we're refined. That's when we go through that fire, we come out a better, stronger Christian, being closer to Him. And as you get closer to Him, life's answers become so much clearer. So this morning, my prayer to you would be that whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, you know, God took something horrible like crucifixion, the death of Jesus, and he turned that into the greatest thing on earth, salvation. So if God can take crucifixion and death and turn it into salvation, then anything that's in your life that's negative or that you think is negative, just imagine if you give it up to Him, if you're patient with Him and allow His will to be done in it, imagine what blessing He can do with that thing in your life. I hope you can live this way. I love this song. This song is called Sometimes He Calms the Storm.
Sail the sea of faith, find out before too long how quickly blue skies can grow dark and gentle winds grow strong, and suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. Still we sail on, knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes He calms the storm with a whisper, peace be still, and He can settle any sea, but it doesn't mean He will. Sometimes He holds us close, lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes He calms the storm, and other times He calms His child. He has a reason for each trial that we pass through in life. And though we're shaken, we cannot be pulled apart from Christ. No matter how the driving rain beats down on those who hold to faith, a heart of trust will always be a quiet, peaceful place. Sometimes He calms the storms with a whisper, peace be still, and He can settle any sea, but it doesn't mean He will. Sometimes He holds us close, He lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes He calms the storm, other times He calms His peace.
listen, this morning, what I wanted to share and what I want to leave you with is, it's so funny how we're not able to live in the moment as Christians. So many times in my life, and there are days even now, sometimes I feel like such a hypocrite when I'm speaking about these things, because there's a good chance we'll be on our way back to Nashville tonight, and I'll sit there driving, worrying about something I shouldn't be worrying about. But I'm not here just going through the motions this morning. I'm not here just talking about whatever I feel like I should talk about. It's a very serious calling for us to further God's kingdom. A lot of us come to church and we sit and we're fed and we say, oh, I feel better now. That was nice. I feel good now. I can go the next 7 days and deal with life. But there's more to being a Christian than just being fed. We're supposed to feed also. We're supposed to come to know Jesus and have families to teach them to further God's kingdom. That's our calling on this earth. And so today, that life you live in front of others is so important. The ability to be full of joy, the ability to be happy and content with your life means so much to furthering God's kingdom. Because sometimes all it takes is a very small, kind act for someone to think, that person is so sweet and generous and nice and happy. I wonder what's in their life that makes them that way. And all it takes is for them to ask you one time, what's your deal? What do you have in your life that makes you so sure that everything's all right, that makes you so content? And that's when you can tell them about Jesus. And that's what life is all about. It's about knowing Him, but it's also about telling others about Him. I know that when we're faced with trials or troubles, the worst thing you can have sometimes is time alone to sit and think. To think, what could worst case scenario be? How horrible could things get? What if this happens? What if this bill isn't paid? And sitting and worrying does nothing but cause us more stress and more anxiety. And sometimes it leads to even medical conditions that lead to other stresses. So this morning, I want to just reiterate and reaffirm that if you have the Lord in your life and you really believe that He is who He is and has done the things He's done, then anything from this moment on should be a carefree, stress-free, happy, joyful time. Because with Him, there's nothing in your life that you and He can't handle together. I wanted to leave you with this song. Anytime I'm being a hypocrite, anytime I'm not listening to my own words, I can pop this song in, hear the words, and be reminded that there's nothing that can overtake me and my God. I hope this has been a blessing to you this morning. I know it's been a blessing for us to be here. And we love you and thank you for having us. So I'm going to leave you with this. This song is called I'm Not Gonna Worry.
I'm not gonna worry. I'm not gonna fret. I'm not gonna speculate or contemplate what hasn't happened yet. I'm not gonna worry. He's got the whole thing in His hand. I won't let it haunt me. I won't let it rip. I'm not gonna ruminate or meditate on how it might have been. I'm gonna release it. He's got the whole thing in His hand. And maybe lately I've started to resign. Here it goes, God only knows, it might just ease my mind. I'm not gonna worry. I'm just gonna wait and see, and in between give thanks for what I get. I'll live in the moment. He's got the whole thing in His hand. And maybe lately I've started to resign. Here it goes, God only knows, it might just ease my mind. I'm not gonna worry, I'm not gonna fret, I'm not gonna speculate or contemplate what hasn't happened yet. I'm not gonna worry. worry. He's got the whole thing in his hand. He's got the whole thing in his hands. He's got the whole thing in his hands.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you very much. In the time it takes Brad to get his guitar set up, we are going to have our closing hymn. But as we think about our Lord and the grace that He's poured out into our lives, as we just celebrated that in worship through song today,